Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
He's awake. Old buddy Jim Florentine joining us.
Hey, Jim.
What's going on?
Hey. First of all, you actually picked the perfect time to sign a deal there with Barstool Sports because you ain't out on the stages. So you got stuff to do now, right?
It was a perfect time for Barstool Sports and also Crank Anchors coming back.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Because I'm sure a lot of the road dogs are going to be calling you to borrow some money, right?
Yeah, I've already had a few of those phone calls.
How do they end up if you...
I think I got a bad connection. It must be this new 5G that they're installing. It's not working in my town.
Yeah, so obviously there's not a lot of sports content out there right now. So what are you discussing?
What my podcast is basically just the same. It's just me ranting about the
okay.
Stuff.
Yeah,
they don't really do a sport.
Yeah, he doesn't do the sports stuff. They just picked him up and they distribute it for him.
Which do is general a, which, conversation.
Well, I saw which was a good deal for you. We haven't talked to you since you signed that. That's pretty cool. Congratulations, because you actually have an outlet for the podcast for you. So I mean, I see you post it. Are you sitting at your kitchen table there doing that usually?
Yeah. Okay. The kitchen dining room. Yeah, I just sit there and I set up a camera and just shoot the stuff. You know.
How are things? We talked to a friend, some of our friends, Lewis Black. We talked to him. We talked to our buddy Paul Mercurio. Now we're talking to you. You're just in Jersey. What are you, about an hour outside of the city?
Yeah, about 45 minutes or so, yeah.
And what's it like for you?
Yeah.
You're in the belly of the beast right now.
Is your community hit as hard as the city?
Not so much, but I had two sisters that had coronavirus. They recovered.
Oh, did they? Both recovered? Yeah. Good.
They both, were down for like 10, 12 days. They never had to go to the hospital or anything like that, but they were just felt like crap for 10 to 12 days, headaches and all that stuff. But they're both out of quarantine and recovered.
Good.
I told them I won't see them until next year, but they're still good.
Are they within driving distance also, right there?
Oh, yeah, they're like 10 minutes away. They want to see my kid. I go, maybe in August you could drive by and wait. That's it.
Yeah, that's tough.
So is the kid at your house or at the ex's?
At both. We just switch back and forth, same schedule. So.
And is she taking it seriously, though, the wife, the ex?
I don't know. I didn't take anything serious. She doesn't take marriages serious. I know that. She's on her fourth.
Oh, wow. She's on her fourth?
Yeah.
How many did she have before you? I thought it was only one before you.
No, there was two before me.
Got it. So you were three. Yeah. You were three. Okay.
Yeah, I was number three. Meanwhile, husband one, two, and three, we're all friends now.
Okay.
We're just waiting for husband four to join us. He will at some point.
Jim Florentine. Jim, are you the only one with a kid, though, with her?
She's got a kid with this new one now, too.
Oh, she does. Okay, got it. All right. So you were.
But yeah, we're waiting. We have the Barcy warm for him. We know. Like right now, he hates us. Just how. Like when I was husband number three, I hated husband number one and two.
Right.
I thought they were the enemy.
Right.
But then when everything goes down, you realize they're not the enemy.
Right. Right.
So right now he thinks us three are the enemy. But I know a friend that knows him, and I just said, just tell him this message. When she screws you over, let's go out and have a beer.
Because it is when, not if, right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely when. And he was mad when I said, I go, believe me, he won't be mad. He'll understand when we meet for a beer.
That might be a good something to wager on, because gamblers are looking for stuff to wager on now.
And now they're quarantined together, so yeah, they might not get along even. Yeah, whatever.
Well, that makes it a lot worse when you have to be around each other all the time, you know.
Hey, well, I didn't know this. Of course, I knew you knew him, but we never discussed it. We both were really good friends and mutual acquaintances, actually mutual friends with Vic Henley. I saw a bunch of stuff publicly you put out about Vic yourself, man. Didn't that suck? God, that sucked.
Well, one of the nicest guys in the business. I never saw a guy in a bad mood. Always helped young comics. Always gave him advice. You know what I mean? Was never like this headliner with an attitude. He always got along with everybody you work with. It was encouraging.
Yeah.
I love the guy. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know him that well,
yeah.
But I did a lot of radio with him, and, you know, seen him in the New York clubs, and we always had a laugh when we saw each other, and we had a bond of music, too. He's a huge music fan.
Yeah, of course he is, yeah. We've known him a little longer than we've known you, probably since the mid-90s, but yeah. Just wanted to bring it up with you because I knew you knew him pretty.
And a big sports fan,
Terrible. It's amazing because it's like nobody can even do anything. There's not even a service for him or anything. It's
right.
When this thing finally blows over, he's just going to be gone and almost forgotten, which is terrible.
It is terrible. Yeah. You're exactly right.
There's a good time to die anytime.
No, but like you said,
this is particularly sad.
Somebody like that dies, it'd be a huge outpouring of love from comedians, probably a big show or two revolved around Vic and everything like that, man.
Would have been a good excuse to go to New York City,
tribute. Exactly. So what's your everyday like now? Because we still come into the studio... because that's the only studio we got. We're pretty protected in here, hopefully. What do you do when you wake up? And by the way, you don't wake up apparently when we first called you. Were you sleeping?
No, I get up. I got a 9-to-5 schedule. I go to bed around 10:30, and I get up about 7:30 every morning.
Okay, that's good.
So you're disciplined.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't stayed up past like 11:30 since, you know, for the last like 5 weeks.
Really?
And well, your son's there too, so he's up. Is he up late?
He's there half the time, so he goes to, you know, but he's on that schedule. But even when I don't have him, I'm still getting up at like 7:30 and going to bed at like 10:30, which is weird.
Yeah. Because
I've never had that life. I haven't had that life since I was like in my early 20s before I even started doing comedy, where, you know, I was on a set schedule to go to bed at night all at the same time.
Well, you're not walking around comedy clubs at midnight either. That's the reason, obviously, you know.
Yeah, and it's weird. Like, this is the first time that, like, in probably 10 years, I don't have to take a nap during a day. Because my sleep schedule is completely normal, so I don't need it. But before that, getting, you know, going to bed at 3 in the morning, getting up at 8, and then taking another nap. So I don't have any of that. It's really weird. I'm living like a normal life.
Are people deserted in your town? Are streets pretty deserted, being only 45 minutes from New York City?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, my son's got friends on the block, and we saw them the other day. They were just kind of hanging, like, on their bike.
Right.
You know, far enough apart or whatever. I was talking to the neighbors, you know, keep our distance or whatever. But it's starting to get nice out.
I know.
Which, you know, it's free, and kids nobody wants to be in, so people want to be outside. So it's going to be tough. You know, New Jersey, especially, the governor just came out and said maybe June we're going to reopen, which is crazy.
Right, right.
So I don't know.
Oh, man.
So are you doing the show at the same time every day, or are you a little flexible there?
Yeah, how many podcasts are you downloading a week there?
Oh, yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm doing a lot of stuff around the house that I've been putting off for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have more time to go. Yeah, I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like cleaning out rooms, putting stuff up, getting rid of crap, cleaning the garage, doing landscaping. That's how I'm like a regular schlub now.
you're regular suburban schlub, exactly.
I know when the best time to go to Home Depot is. I shouldn't have to know that.
How long? This is the longest you've been off the stage, right? You miss it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, man, because I haven't been off the stage. And I don't even know when we're going to be able to go back.
Yeah.
I mean, because you think about it, going inside, especially in the summertime, in New Jersey with the weather, and you guys, same thing. Nobody wants to be inside. They want to be outside.
Yeah.
Now with this, you're going to have a problem.
You're right.
I think that what they're going to do is maybe do, like, you know, if the comedy club holds 200 people, maybe only a third could be filled. So 66 people or something like that are allowed in there, which is really, and they're going to be scattered, which is really going to affect us.
Yeah, you'll have to do 6 shows a night.
Yeah, and the comedy club's not going to pay us our full amount because they can only sell 66 tickets. So we're all going to take a big hit with that, too, which look, I mean, if that's what we have to do, that's what we have to do. But I don't know. I don't see when people are going to go back into a comedy club.
Not a full house.
Sitting on top of each other.
Yeah, because the comedy clubs are basically inside on top of each other. You're right.
When was the last time you were in front of a crowd?
Yeah,
March 13th.
Yeah, that was
the last show I did.
Where were you?
That's the weekend. Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, it was a casino up in like upstate New York.
Okay.
We were doing that Crease with Kids tour with Robert Kelly, Rich Voss, and Ron Bennington.
Which was doing really well for you, I saw. Yeah. And
it was doing great. We had to cancel this whole month. We had shows all over. We were going to the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, and we had Skank Fest schedule, all this stuff. So look, everybody's hurting. So
yeah.
The advertisers, everybody's out of work. I mean, I might file for unemployment. I've never done that in my life.
Well, you guys are allowed to, right? We talked to a couple of J.R. Brown, a comedian buddy of ours, lives in Austin, Texas, and comedians are small business. You're allowed to file for unemployment, correct?
Yeah, we are. I was talking to my sister yesterday. She's like, no, you can't. I'm like, all right. I go, can you fill it out for me? Because I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah, you might as well take the cash. You paid in, so why not take it, you know? Yeah.
I've been paying in for a long time, so yeah, if I can get it, I might as well at this point, because we don't really know. Even if New Jersey opens back, you know, at the end of May, but people aren't going to rush to go back into a comedy club. There's no way. So I don't know when we're going to be able to, you know, concerts, all that stuff are going to be affected for a while.
Yeah, the concert thing is crazy, too, because that's a big... Now, yeah, right, they're not going to let just a certain amount of people into a concert because the band's not going to want to play to 100 people, you know? A comedian can play to 60 people because a lot of times they do that.
Yeah. I got no problem. If there's 10 people, I'll do 5 people, I'll do a show.
Right. Yeah, but like you said, you can't be flying across the country for no money, you know?
And you know, risking getting on a plane, being on a plane with all the germs and all that other stuff too. So,
oh man, we tried to. I thought we called you to pick us all up here. Now I think we're both going down that damn rabbit hole.
Look, at some point it's going to be over. So if it's, you know, if it's 3 months from now, if it's 6 months from now, if it's at the end of the year, we're all clear. Then that's just what we're going to have to do. It's just, you know,
we got
to
do.
Like I'm on house arrest.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody feels like. You're right. It is house arrest.
I feel like I feel like I pulled a Louis C.K. something similar, and I have to hide.
That's true.
And I have to lay low for like 9 months before I can make a comeback.
But everybody does. That's funny. I pulled a Louis C.K.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to disappear. I'm just going to lay low. Yeah. And, you know, whatever, I'll make a comeback. I'll slide back into society at some point like Louis did.
Yeah. Yes, he did. We saw him.
Did you see his special?
He played here. He played here. I saw his live show here. He practiced it at the Funny Bone here in Omaha.
That was in January, wasn't it?
It was January.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I know that's what he was working on, so I know I haven't seen the special yet because I saw the live show, and Nick, our buddy Nick was there too. It was a great show. Yeah. Unbelievable show, yeah.
But it sucks for him because
it's the best special I've seen probably in 10 years.
Yeah. It was really good.
He was just getting going again and now shut down.
Yeah. Well, nobody's breaking out the violin for him.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll do okay.
But I thought it was an excellent show. I know the special was probably the show I saw, so I'll probably eventually watch it again. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, how can people get to see your stuff now? You're on Barstool Sports. Is it a certain time of day?
Every Monday and Thursday, I got a new podcast out. Everybody is awful.
Are you still
except you?
Are you still doing that? I know. I love that.
Except you.
Are you still doing Metal Midgets on Sirius on the Metal?
Yeah,
station?
I still do that show too. I could do that from my house too, which is perfect. So right. You know, I'm busy. I'm busy like 2 to 3 days a week.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. You know what I mean? So I still have stuff to do, like business to do.
Has Jameson called you for cash?
No, he's doing all right. Okay. You know, he's still hanging in there. He does a show on a show on Compound Media.
Oh, he does. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that Jameson show. I wonder where he got that from.
Clever.
He's got the same graphics as that metal show, but it's called That Jameson Show. It's a, you know, heavy metal talk show.
Who do you miss? Who do you miss the most to see in person?
Well, you know, besides my family, because they all live in the area.
Right.
Still haven't given them a bye.
No, we're thinking radio. Radio show host.
No, I was just thinking in general. Who do you miss? And who do you? I mean, are there people you realize? Yeah, I really don't miss that guy.
No, I miss going to New York City and hanging with the comics.
That's true.
And hanging at the table and just BSing and messing around and busting balls. I miss all that.
Of course you do. All right.
So
we miss you too, brothers. You stay safe. You know, give everybody our love. We'll talk soon. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully see you soon, too,
we'll
man.
We'll check in from time to time.
Definitely.
All right. And you can do the same.
Definitely.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Jim. Bye now.
Thanks.
Jim Florentine, live from right outside D.C., assuming not in New York City.
Jersey.
In Jersey, right?
Somewhere in Jersey.
I forget the town he's from. He told me a bunch of times. I forget where he lives. Yeah, that will be weird. I saw Pescatelli was freaking out about the comedy, too. And I think that, to be positive like Craig, if summer's tough anyway in comedy clubs because people don't want to be inside.
We forgot to ask him what it's like.
But just separate the crowds at a comedy club.
He's not getting laid, I assume. You know, because he was the Tinder king for a long time.
I don't know if
he
had, I forgot to bring that up,
too. You can't do that.
There's no pandemic Tinder.
Call him right back. Call him right back. So you got one more question for him. Are you getting laid? he'll have a good answer for that.
I don't think he thinks you're serious.
No, I do.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. Oh, no.
I didn't think you're serious.
No, actually, I know you didn't, but I actually mean it. I'm thinking because he'll answer the phone right
Absolutely
back.
Absolutely, we're serious.
Yeah.
That's an important question.
I thought about it during the conversation, then we lost track of talking about other things. You know, bummed me out about you're right. There'd be two or three big benefits for Vic Henley, you know, or I should say memorials.
Yeah,
you know, with comedians.
And
that just seems so good. It's crazy there's not like a party to celebrate that dude.
Right.
Like everybody just get together.
Right, right.
Right, because everybody loved the guy.
Yep.
And if there were a service, I guarantee you we would be headed there.
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Yeah, I'd float in New York with you for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's probably not answering the phone now. He's not answering the phone now. Well, he's like busy 2-3 days a week.
Yeah, but today is a busy day.
All right.
Today's Thursday.
It is? Oh, is that what he said? Today was a busy day?
I think so.
He might be busy, right? Yeah. He's probably getting his podcast ready to go.
Right, because he puts them up on Mondays and Thursdays.
I forgot about that.
Surprised he was waking up that early.
Yeah.
No, he said his kid was there.
Yeah. Well, I could see him falling into that. I mean, unless you're like 15, why the hell are you up at 4 in the morning? I heard my son moving around sometimes when I'm leaving for work. I thought, what the hell? But I'm thinking, well, his first school is not until like 12:30. You know, he falls asleep at 5, he gets 6.5-7 hours sleep.
Oh, my son and my stepson, when, you know, it was summertime, when they were still living in the house, I'd be leaving for work and they'd just be going to bed.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that about people that are up at 11.
I know.
What are you doing? Jesus. It's 11 o'clock.
Who's calling?
Go to sleep.
It's 9 o'clock. Who's phoning?
I love staying up at night.
I did. I know you, even with your new schedule with us all these years, all these months now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to push it.
Right,
I can't really.
Yeah.
My wife went to bed last night. I was hanging out in the garage, and she's like, good night. Keep doing whatever you're doing. I'm like, you know what I do out here? How's this? I just hang out. Whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever.
I don't understand her saying that like years ago.
Yeah, but now.
Yeah.
You're worthless now.
Now I think she's just like, just do this all the time,
I don't care. I don't care who you talk to. Just keep it down. You're calling your girlfriend, just keep it down. That's how much wiser be now. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Let her deal with you.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fauci was asked the obvious question. He said on GMA, Morning America.
Why do you put up with this bozo?
No.
That is the obvious question.
The obvious question was basically, well, if I match up with somebody on Tinder, can I go bang them?
Got it. And
we all know what the answer to that is.
No.
His answer was not no.
Quarantine together 14 days and then bang away?
Yeah, what kind of protocol must one take?
He said, if you're willing to take a risk.
Whoa. He also...
That's your choice.
There's been talk out there about voting him sexiest man alive, and his quote back was...
that was off the air, wasn't it?
Where were you? Yeah, it was. Where were you when I'm 30? When I was 30. I love that line, you know?
Is he married?
I don't know.
Yeah, but she didn't take his last name. I saw a picture of them from, it was a few years ago.
How old dude is he?
79.
Oh, is he really? Oh, wow. He looks pretty damn good for 79, man.
Yeah.
Really good, actually.
Well, that's why he's the sexiest man alive.
Damn right. Yeah. That's why he said, where were you when I was 30?
There are petitions in that direction.
Right. Yeah, right. I haven't seen one floating around my social media.
He was named a candidate.
Okay.
So that means the cover of People magazine is going to be all looking sexy with a shirt open and like a necklace hanging off of it.
Yeah. Stethoscope.
A stethoscope, yeah.
Slightly sweaty.
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey's going to be
pissed.
There's
got to be some pictures of him dressed like the Guido that he is at age
30. When he was
30,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, 50 years ago.
Well, yeah, he's been dealing with presidents for years and years and years.
Yeah.
But now there's a picture of him.
There's a 1975 photo.
Shirt with a big collar.
Looking hot. High heel shoes.
Unbuttoned all the way down to his belly button. Big chains.
Dancing at the disco.
Not a care in the world.
No.
Looking like someone from the Jersey Shore cast.
I do love the fact that he has to step to the microphone once in a while and go, okay, I know what you just heard, but I'm going to slightly say something different, and hopefully he doesn't understand that I'm saying he's wrong. And that's pretty much...
That is!
That's how he's doing it. He's doing it to show, okay, this guy's... I'm going to tell you he's wrong, but I have to do it in a clever way where he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But I don't even think he's listening at that point. The guy in the back. I think he just shuts off.
He watches him on TV later in the day.
Yeah, he watches it later. He gets it later on, but at the time he just kind of sways back and forth and says, God, I'm heavy.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to need somebody to explain this to me later.
That's it.
Why is he talking about me and what a great job I'm doing?
Right.
Yeah. I'm pissed about this, but I don't know why yet.
Why is he actually answering reporter questions?
You can't convince us otherwise. Cause
why is he being nice to reporters?
We ain't dumb. Jim Florentine, check out the podcast.
Well, some of you are dumb.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.